and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is the Merovingi coming to you today to discuss a little more virtualization. In episodes previous, I've discussed a few virtualization topics, the most recent being Intel's VT chipset. Now, the VT chipset being their virtualization technology chipset, which ultimately allows for better utilization of the CPU to the VMM, the virtual machine monitor. Today we'll be taking a different look at virtualization with some research that came from Purdue University. The title of the paper particularly that I'm looking at is CollapseR, a VM-based architecture for Network Attack Detection Center. Now this is an article that I will be including a link for in the show notes, so feel free to go and pick up a copy of this from Sightseer. What they are looking at with this research in particular is creating a center, a system of computers, in this case they're VM-based computers, that sit off-site from your production network and will take bad packets and ultimately receive bad packets that were to have been sent to your production network, and instead trap them within their center for analysis and for understanding of the bad packets or of the nature of the bad packets. Now this is done by three main functional components, which are the redirector, the front end, and the virtual honeypot. Now the redirector's job is to the redirector is a machine that sits on your production network, and its job is to recognize bad packets as they enter your network. Once the redirector becomes aware of the bad packet, it will then trap the packet and encapsulate it into a new packet, which the redirector will send on to the front end of the CollapseR center. Now, once the front end receives this packet from the redirector, it will then look at the packet to understand what production network came from, because it is possible that the CollapseR center is receiving traffic from multiple production networks. So it'll look at the packet to see what production network it came from, decapsulate the packet, and then we'll dispatch the packet to the intended virtual honeypot within the CollapseR center. Now, of course, obviously, I said the intended virtual honeypot. Now, that bad packet was not intended for a honeypot. Instead, it was intended for a machine on your production network. So what the CollapseR center will do with the third functional component, the virtual honeypot, is that this CollapseR center will generate a virtual honeypot that appears to be the target machine, the original target machine. Now, there is, of course, a little bit of issue that could be that can develop, because it is possible that the virtual honeypot is a completely different operating system, lying on it, than the original. Are the intended target, but the scalable nature of the CollapseR center would allow, or could potentially allow for the virtualized honeypots to be any type of system, whether that be some version of Linux, some versions of Windows, and other operating systems. So the potential is there that the CollapseR center could generate a honeypot that does mimic exactly the original target of the attack. Now, with the CollapseR center within itself, there are other types of assurance modules, as they call them, which are basically like a logging module to keep logs of everything, of all packets, incoming, all packets that attempt to go outgoing, because you could have the ability to block outgoing packets, as well as maybe a tarpinning module and a correlation module, as well as other statistical modules and things like that. In addition to the conceptual model for the CollapseR center presented in the paper, they actually have a case study involving three separate incidents of compromises that occurred within the virtualized honeypots within the Collapse Center. The first virtualized honeypot was a Linux VMware honeypot that had a version of Apache Server running on top of Red Hat 2.8, and ultimately the Apache service was compromised, and researchers were able to examine that and understand how exactly that they did so. The second attack was a Linux UML honeypot that involved a Samba server running on top of Red Hat 7.2 that became compromised. The third virtualized honeypot in this case study was a Windows XP VMware honeypot, and this incident involved the RPC DCOM vulnerability, which ultimately led to this machine getting compromised with the MS Blast worm and the Nachi worm. Now these were three separate events that researchers were able to isolate and to look at and understand how each of these events occurred. But part of Collapsar includes the correlation module that allows each event to be correlated with the Collapsar logs and the network traffic that was entering Collapsar from the different redirectors. So they were able to not only look at the computer itself and the inbound outbound connections for that computer, as well as all the files and everything that were compromised, but were able to even step away from the computer almost to the next hop, this case being the front end for the Collapsar Center, and to look at all of the packets as they were coming in. To analyze them, at that point, and we're able to, and ultimately we're able to pull a lot of information from these three separate attacks. Now, all this is research that's very interesting, came out of Purdue. This article that I'm particularly looking at came out in 2004, so I'm sure that with any continued research that the Collapsar Center at this point has only gotten better and stronger. And so I would definitely encourage people to again download this article, look at it. If you're interested, maybe pursue any other research that Purdue University has released with regards to this. Again, I would like to thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. If you have any questions for me particularly, you can usually find me in the Infonomicon IRC chat room, which can be found on the Freenode server, or you can email me directly at mirovingi@gmail.com. Thanks again and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.